Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
9:48, 12 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly to Greg Nichols, Deputy Chief Resilience Officer for New Orleans, to talk about recycling. How you doing, Greg?
Good morning, Tommy. Great to be with you this morning.
I was in Austin recently, and it amazed me. A couple of different things got my attention. Three different cans, yellow, blue, and black, and also the size of the can was smaller, which got me, and they only picked it up once a week, which made me think, if you give us the cans, we'll fill them up, by gosh. And when it comes to recycling, an idea behind this is to keep people from filling up landfills, right? Or at least the city paying to fill up landfills. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, right now, every household in New Orleans pays for recycling through their sanitation fee, but less than half of residents actually receive that service. That adds up to about $10.5 million the city is paying every year to go to waste haulers for recycling service. And so right now we have a grant. We've secured over $5 million in both federal and nonprofit funding, which would cover the cost of expansion to every single resident to provide them with a recycling cart at no additional cost to the city.
So what's going to where's the money going to now? It's going to landfills to recycle, or at least to take the stuff that's not being recycled?
Right now, it goes directly to the haulers. They're paid for a service that they're not providing, but we're hoping to make sure that they do through this expansion and these grant funds.
So, what does it look like, and how long does it take to get going, Greg?
Yeah, well, this expansion would provide about 83,000 new carts. It would allow us to replace some of the legacy black recycling carts that the city has. What we're looking for is we're seeking the city council's approval to approve the recycling cart contract that would provide these. And so that's where we are right now.
So people would have three, when you say carts, because it used to be a basket, right, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, people would have, a black waste cart right now. They can actually request a second one if they desire. From the sanitation department by using their 3-1-1 system. And then this would also provide them a blue recycling cart.
So when we say cart, we're talking about garbage can here, right? A recycling can?
A black garbage cart. Yes, correct.
So would they have to separate the recyclables or not? And is this really going to lead to anything being recycled? Because when it comes to plastic, it's not as easy to recycle plastic as it is some other things, right?
Yeah, on the city sanitation department website, we list out what folks can and can recycle. And you're right, Tommy. The city only accepts plastics number 1 and 2. But this grant also provides a really robust education and outreach plan to residents, both through mailers, through some direct engagement at neighborhood associations, door-to-door knocking, as well as some mailers after these carts get delivered to let folks know the top kind of issues we're seeing that might not be recyclable, as well as the carts themselves are going to come with what's called an in-mold label, where it's printed right on top of the blue cart what can be put in there and what can't. And so we really believe that folks will do this, and they will do it well.
I fervently hope and want to believe that people will do the right thing if you give them the information. But if for whatever reason and people put the wrong plastic into the recyclable or the recycle cart What happens then? Does it create more problems?
Yeah, well, right now the haulers are contractually required. What they should be doing is leaving that cart on the curb and with a note saying, hey, you've got but things that can't be recycled in this, and here's what they are. So, you know, right now the haulers are not doing that work, and we've just recently brought on a new staff member here who's solely dedicated in my office to working with the haulers and making sure that they're doing, they're providing that feedback to residents. And really, research has shown that that is the best way to get folks to recycle properly, is to give them that direct feedback about what can and can't go in their recycling.
And I'm not trying to be problematic, but pragmatic, and that is, when it comes to the cart, will they know until they dump it whether or not the stuff in there can be recycled or not?
Yeah, I mean, one thing, obviously, trust in the system is a big part about this. And so one thing that, that we would do with some of that outreach is show folks exactly where it goes. Right now, our recycling goes to one of two places in the region. It goes to CW services out in Jefferson Parish. And then if that facility is closed down or at capacity for any reason, the haulers can bring their recyclables to Republic, which is in Baton Rouge. And so one of the things we're going to do is just show folks exactly where, you know, right along from the point it gets to picked up at their house, where it goes and where it gets bought, to kind of build some faith in the system, because it is being recycled.
So the next step is city council approval?
That's right.
All right. And do you have any idea when that's going to come up on the agenda?
We were hoping that it was going to be on this Thursday's agenda, but it looks like it's been deferred, and we're actively, you know, in conversation with the council to see what they would need to see to get this thing approved, because we think this is a once-a-generation opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. I know I'm ashamed of the plastic I generate and waste and think, man, what's going to happen to this stuff? Greg Nichols, Deputy Chief Resilience Officer for the City of New Orleans, taking a break, finding out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.